Nikki Haley on 2024, Sometimes It Takes a Woman. By Jeff Poor on August 7, 2022. On this week's broadcast of FNC's Fox News Sunday, former Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley discussed what could happen in the 2024 presidential election. She was asked by host Mike Emanuel about former President Donald Trump's prospects before addressing her own, saying that sometimes it takes a woman. "Well, I think President Trump will decide for himself if he wants to run again," she said. And the January 6th committee has been a biased committee from the start without anyone pushing back on any of the information they have. So it's very hard for Americans to trust it. What I will tell you is, look, if there's a place for me, I look at the craziness in the world, I look at what's happening with this woke culture and our schools wanting our kids to decide their gender. I look at the fact that we've got men playing women's sports. I look at the fact that we got our military focused on gender pronoun classes. What I will tell you is we need to snap out of it. This is absolute craziness. We've got enemies trying to come after us. And America has been naive, it's been weak, and it's been asleep at the wheel. I'm just saying, sometimes, it takes a woman, Haley continued. And Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. We should not take our eyes off of 2022. If we don't win in 2022, there won't be a 2024. So we need to stay humble, disciplined and win that. And then if there's a place for me, I've never lost a race, I'm not going to start now. We'll see what happens, and we'll go forward. But we need to get America strong again. We need to start focusing on our foreign policy in a way we haven't done in a while. And we're going to need to focus on it for the next 20 years. We need to bring sanity back to our domestic policy. And we need to start fighting for Americans again. Fighting for their wallets, fighting for their children's education, fighting for opportunities, and making sure we get back on track. I'll do whatever I can to make that happen. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.